This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This story ripped my heart out in so many ways. Well, listen to this network piece. Listen to this, what happened here. And then I had to grab one of my closest friends and the best attorney I know, Phil DeLucente, to get on this. But listen to this network piece first. Listen.
A pranking tradition turned into unthinkable heartbreak when five high school seniors came to TP the house of math teacher Jason Hughes.
Hughes loved these kids, knew the prank was coming, was excited about it. When he spotted the teens, he ran out of the house, somehow slipped on this rain-slick street, and the teens in a pickup truck accidentally drove over him.
Police said the group of students tried to give Hughes first aid until paramedics arrived. He died at the hospital.
He always had the best smile on his face, and he just seemed like such a friendly guy.
The pickup truck's 18-year-old driver has been charged with vehicular homicide. The other four teenagers involved were also arrested, facing misdemeanor charges, including criminal trespass. Hughes's family wants all those charges dropped, saying in a statement, "Our family is determined to prevent a separate tragedy from occurring, ruining the lives of these students. This would be counter to Jason's lifelong dedication of investing in the lives of these children."
I had to grab Phil on this one, Phil DeVicente. Phil, man.
How you doing, Marty?
Man, Phil has seen everything twice. On the face of it, you could see why a DA, why cops would press charges.
Yeah.
Would you not, sir?
Yeah.
Kind of explain that to people.
Yeah, so everyone understands, and we have a half a dozen of these at any given time, from Westmoreland County to Allegheny County, as we speak, investigations and or charges. So everyone hears about car accidents, yep, whether it's a pedestrian or two cars, and there's a death. You have a civil standard, and you have a criminal standard. And people always ask me, what's the difference between the two? And so if you're a prosecutor, what you're looking for is, okay, is there a recklessness component to this? Is there extreme indifference to life? Is there a situation where it's like a gross deviation of the standard? And that's so fact sensitive, guys. Wow. I can't tell you how fact sensitive it is. Wow. Because, you know, you have two different district attorneys in two different states, two different counties, and they might view the same incident, one criminal and one other just civil. And a civil standard, Marty, so your listeners can understand, is there negligence? Well, any first-year law student knows negligence is duty, breach, causation, damages. But what is it? What is civil negligence? It's basically saying, what would the ordinary prudent person have done? Okay.
Nice.
And they caused whatever damage there is. Now, in both of those situations, and what's fascinating about the story you have here today,
yeah,
for me, is we have a situation where, what? It's not that these kids went out on the road. This was a gentleman. They see him. You know, kids, we did that stuff.
Yeah, oh,
put,
yeah,
toilet paper in trees, what have you. He comes running out, as any guy would, like, what the heck's going on? He's a teacher. He stumbles and falls in the road. That's what makes this fascinating, that might take it from that criminal to civil if you're the defense lawyer. So the facts are not bad at all from the defense standpoint. Obviously, somebody got charged.
But, Phil, if you're a prosecutor, don't you say, well, at the minimum, it's manslaughter, involuntary?
Yeah, I mean, in Pennsylvania, we would have, and you know this from other cases I've had that were high profile, involuntary manslaughter. Yes. Somebody gets run over, what have you. Yes, and there's also the component of perhaps they try to do a reckless driving.
Yes.
And I'm actually arguing something up in front of the Superior Court right now, eventually, that, you know, traffic citations alone do not get you to the point of criminal negligence. It's an independent act in and of itself. And so I find this case particularly fascinating only because he came out of the house. Now, had he been walking down the road, let's say, and he comes out of the house, or I'm sorry, he comes out of the house and somebody else is walking down the road and they try to take off because they don't want to get caught like teenagers do, whatever. And they hit them, a little bit different because he stumbled. I find this fascinating.
So, Phil, this is going to play out. So people understand this. The family wants the charges dropped. The DA doesn't have to listen to the family. They just don't, sir. They can pursue this, can they not, sir?
No, that's why we elect our DAs. That's right. That's why, you know, no, and I want to make a point here. That's why it's so important to really look into who you vote for. Steve Zappala, one of the best district attorneys in the whole state, because he's been doing it so long, he's seen this, he gets the right people under him to review, analyze. You have to be careful with this. You know, are they, you know, prosecuting because it's a public case? Are they prosecuting other DAs, I'm saying? So I don't know what the landscape is down there in Georgia, but you're right. There has to be some component because of the death. But a lot of times it might result in traffic citations.
Wow.
I have a lot of these cases that result in traffic citations.
So Phil, is it hard? Because I'm thinking it is. You have kids making this mistake and a man's dead and his family says, please don't go after these kids. Is it hard to convince a jury that they broke the law and need to spend time in jail? Is it hard in a case like this?
Yeah, I think so. Because here you have, if you don't have kids, you have nieces, nephews, you know, teenagers. Yes. They do these types of pranks all the time. This is just one of those outliers that are so rare and extreme, and him stumbling and falling, and you say, okay, are we going to destroy these young people's lives because of this? And then when you have a victim's family that is on board with not wanting to prosecute, it makes it very, very difficult.
All right.
I'm not suggesting—
I need to ask you this. Your name has been floated as a candidate to run for DA at some point pretty quickly. As a DA, what does Phil DeLisente do here? Do you pursue this or walk away?
I'd have to know more facts, but I could tell you one thing. Any district attorney that has to make this decision under the facts that you've presented and the articles I've read, it's painstaking.
Yeah.
It really is painstaking because you're dealing with one youth. You're dealing with, they were pranks. It wasn't intentional. It was negligible. Why I'm saying this is because Attorney Nicole Nino from my office, she has a few out in Westmoreland County. I've had them where people, you know, run over other people. They get charged and they plead to an involuntary manslaughter.
I see.
Versus others where it's a traffic citation.
Wow.
You're able to get your own investigator. So it's really tough, Marty, especially when there's no alcohol, there's no drugs, there's no anything other than pranks.
All right. I got to ask him this because he's a good friend. And he's so damn honest. And he works downtown. He's a vital part of downtown, his firm. I have spent a lot of time recently, downtown. A woman got beaten up by six teenagers, had her head bounced off the sidewalk. A 9-year-old knocked her unconscious. I have substantial videos of men defecating on the streets and urinating. And I'm asking the mayor to step in and correct the situation. From a guy who walks this every day, you see some of this stuff, do you not, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody in my firm does. Some of them go walking at lunchtime. Here's what has to happen.
Yes, sir. Please.
Okay?
Please.
Luke Ravenstahl, if Mayor O'Connor's listening, he's a friend, but I got to tell you something. Everybody supported him.
Of course.
I beat up on Gainey.
Of course.
I'm going to beat up on anyone. He's got to get more police officers out on the beat.
Right on.
In morning traffic, at nighttime traffic, as well as on the corners. Luke Ravenstahl, who took a lot of crap from a lot of people for maybe it was self-induced, maybe it wasn't. But one thing he always did, traffic never moved more fast, and it was a safe city. So get those people on the beat, out of the cars, not sitting in the cars.
Nice.
Not sitting in the patrol cars. I drive my one associate off. He lives downtown, and I go around there, Penn Avenue, and I see the patrol cars like last night.
Hold on,
Phil.
Are some of your female employees nervous about being out in the streets?
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
If they're not, I'm nervous for them.
Exactly.
They're tough.
Exactly.
My gals are tough.
Exactly.
But I'm nervous for them.
Exactly. Philly D, great stuff, brother. Appreciate you, my man.
All right. Thanks, Morty. Have a great day.
He's a prominent fixture downtown and lives it, and he cannot tell a lie. And he's spot on. Absolutely nailed it. So I finally heard back from Pittsburgh Public Schools. So my teachers, I have a bunch of friends who are teachers, and they're wonderful people. They work their asses off, and they're really good teachers in the Pittsburgh Public School District. Don't connect the dots and say because the test scores suck and the students don't perform that they're bad teachers. It's just wrong. They're highly qualified. They're insanely motivated, and they love their job. But they get their ass kicked, literally. So this kid, this middle school kid, how old does that make someone, Patrick, middle school, roughly?
That's 6th to 8th grade, so anywhere from like 12 to 15.
So he's been kicked out of Presley Ridge and every other alternative school in the city. And so he went up berserk yesterday. That's the way it's being described from teachers. And the teachers all call it Oliver Citywide Academy. It's for emotional behavior. The kid walked out and jacked up a bunch of cars. By the way, they changed the name of the school, but it's called Pittsburgh Bridges, but it's the same school, okay? So this kid's been banned from all those schools, and then they dump him, honestly, into Pittsburgh Bridges. So he gets in some argument with the teacher, and they're afraid of him, and they're told, don't let him in the building. I swear this happened. He goes nuts. I posted the pictures, and Patrick, what you're looking at now is a car that's destroyed with a massive brick lodged inside the car. This young man carved the F word into those cars. He broke all the windows. So, Patrick, let's just guesstimate here. 7 cars, this kind of damage, at least 20,000. At least maybe 30.
It's thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Yep.
And thousands.
Yeah, a windshield or a window alone is going to run you a couple $100.
And he carved the F word into their doors, and they did not arrest him. Mm. Ebony Pugh, who I love, by the way, I really do. She's the communications director of the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Never, ever ignores anything. Always addresses everything. Always mature. Always pragmatic. Always tells you what she can. So, you know, I'm not picking on Ebony. She's a star. Has always been kind to me. Yesterday, she writes, a Pittsburgh Bridges student in crisis exited the building, caused damage to 5 vehicles that were parked outside. Now, I was told 7, and I have pictures, but you know, we can quibble over that. The student was detained by school police. He was not arrested. That's a felony. And again, I'm not picking on her. She's just telling you the truth. And he was transported to Highlands. I apologize. What is Highlands? Anyone know? Huh? I don't know. But it's definitely not a police station. This kid is in crisis. Okay? This kid is dangerous. And by the way, I also got notes here that he has beat up several teachers. So at what point in time? Because if you know there's a destructive force in the school, you're afraid of that kid. If he's willing to carve the F-bomb into the door of cars, is he willing to hurt someone badly? Yes, because he's beat up teachers and has a criminal record and they were calling his probation officer. Anthony, my man, out of control, madness, sir, madness.
And they leave these dangerous people on the public.
It's true.
They think they're helping us.
Yeah.
They're trying to all rewrite this wrong.
I agree.
That society has put on these little hoodlums.
Right.
But what they've done is turned them over to the public who they take an oath to keep safe.
Yeah.
Those lunatics on county council who are prohibiting their employees from cooperating with ICE, but don't have Schuman open for the little darlings that are running around causing devastation to all our community.
Well, Anthony, this kid went berserk. He destroyed these cars. He scrawled the F-bomb into their doors. And he wasn't arrested, Anthony. What are we doing, man?
Where are you going to put him, man? Where's he going to go?
Anthony, did you hear my piece? The woman who was beat up downtown was knocked out by a 9-year-old girl downtown. 9-year-old.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Marty, here's what's happening.
Tell me.
The children know there's no consequences.
True.
They've got these liberal judges who send everybody home with no bonds. There's no juvenile facility for them.
Again.
So they get on the internet and they all cause destruction. They did it this Saturday night here up at the Target about 2 in the morning. They're out in front of the store doing circles in the middle of the street.
Shooting guns.
Two people got stabbed.
Yep.
And Marty, some of those people who live in these apartments right by Target, they spend $3,000 to $4,000 a month to live there. And in the middle of the night, you got hoodlums out front, no police. This went on for an hour and a half.
Mom and dad aren't around. The kids know they have no consequences, and they're just saying, it's like friggin' Lord of the Flies, brother.
Yeah. Children of the Corn, Village of the Damned, you name whatever destructive movement involving children, but there's no consequences because these bleeding heart liberal types who want to rewrite slavery or whatever the heck they think they're doing are subjecting the taxpaying public to these hooligans.
And Anthony, if you're a really good parent, and a lot of these Pittsburgh public school parents are, all you want is your kid to learn, they got to deal with this? Seriously?
Well, they can't learn. Because there's no safety.
Learn. Thank you.
No.
Man.
You can't learn. Not like your community where there's safety.
Right on.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Thanks, Maurice.
Makes me sick. It's a great phone call. My man gets it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
That school thing's insane. I mean, you have a kid who's a felon who's been kicked out of every school in Pittsburgh. And these are the schools for kids with developmental issues. He's beaten up several teachers, and he caused at least 10 to 20,000 in damage to cars yesterday of teachers. 10 to 20,000. They did not arrest him. They took him to this Highland Center. And let me read a quote, and then I got to get to one of my boys about a scam. I got to read this quote. So they did not arrest him. They took him to this, what they call the Highlands, okay? And here's what, I'm not going to laugh, but I should. A Highlands, detention of Schuman provides Allegheny County with a critical resource for youth needing secure short-term placement pending further court decisions. The kid's a felon. He's beat up several teachers, more felonies. He did $15,000 to $20,000 damage to several cars, more felonies, and you got him at Highlands to see if you can reform him. He's a danger to himself and others. My man needs to be in handcuffs in jail. Come on. You can't fix... And then you put him back in school and he starts kicking everyone's ass. And you know why this happened? Because he was raising hell and the teacher's like, get out of here. So he got out of there. They locked him out of the school because they were afraid of him. He started breaking up every car in the parking lot. Broke all the windows with big bricks. They did not arrest him. Did not charge him with crimes. Okay. That's healthy. Meantime, one of my boys, Mark, what's up, brother?
Marty Griffin, it's good to hear your voice, buddy.
Probably the best hotel man I know. Hey, how long you been in the hotel business?
I appreciate that.
How long?
What is it now? 39.
So, while I have you, he knows this business better than anyone. All these consumers are all hacked off that Pittsburgh hotels raise their rates for the NFL draft. Why wouldn't they? Isn't that just what the happens? Come on. Huh?
It happens everywhere. Listen, our industry, especially post-COVID, our industry is in under, I think, still a lot of duress to try to get, you know, back to that financial level. And it's not all rate. It's service levels. It's everything. But we're driven by two things. We're driven by event-based demand and loyalty. The loyalty programs are good for about 65% of the business of every hotel in the country.
Wow. I didn't know
that. So especially a place like Pittsburgh, where the winter up there has been bad. My daughter, you know, she's in the house with four boys. So I hear about the weather up in Pittsburgh. And you can't make any money up there. And then all of a sudden, you know, again, visit Pittsburgh. I kudos to them for scoring this thing, but they get an opportunity to make money for probably about an 8-day period in the early second quarter. Yeah, you have to raise your rates, and if people don't understand that, you can't waste your time trying to explain it.
Mark Deantonis, really one of my favorite people. We've been friends forever. I got to ask you one more hotel question, then we got to talk about this scam. So they're going to make this major announcement. They're going to build this 450-room hotel right on top. I'm not exaggerating. Right on top of the parking lot at the convention center. Because they say convention data shows that people want to go right from the convention to their room. Can Pittsburgh handle 450 rooms, sir?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of questions there. And you know, this project's been on the drawing board for close to 20 years. The issue is, man, Marty, there's a lot of issues. My first issue is the infrastructure in the city of Pittsburgh with Three Rivers, bridges, tunnels, is it even going to, you know, change their ability to sell that city to a larger convention?
Nice.
And to your point, 450 rooms, again, we're in a market that runs 60 to 70%. I don't know that that's a market that is supply starved. The other thing that it will create, and it's really sad, is you have a lot of investment in that market over the last probably 10 years in you know, smaller select serve hotels. And if you build a monster, and let's call 450 in today's times, that's a monster.
Oh, it is. Okay.
If you put 450 rooms at the convention center, what are you going to tell the Cambria or the Joinery?
Wow.
Or the industrialists, that, you know, these hotels that are out on the fringes, and they took the risk and they accepted the financial responsibility, you know, you just basically made it really difficult for them to get their share of that convention pie. So that's a tough one.
Also,
that's a tough one.
Patrick, what's the name of that Detroit hotel that I was told is coming here too? What is it?
The Shinola.
So a bunch of big shots convinced the Shinola Hotel to build in Pittsburgh as well. It's a boutique that's kind of taken off. Well, you know the background. Is that viable here?
That's a good question. I mean, again, I remember you and I talked when the NFL announced.
Yes.
The NFL marketing doesn't play around. This isn't the Super Bowl. This is bigger than the Super Bowl.
True.
And so for them to see Pittsburgh as a viable venue for their draft tells me a lot.
I agree.
So I kind of feel like, you know, maybe we've turned the corner. I know that you and I have a lot of chats about the condition of downtown.
Yeah. No one knows a lot of cities. Mark. He lived it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a lot of cities. If I work backwards, I would tell you that every city that I've worked in since I left is going through it.
This is actually amazing, this conversation, because he knows so much about hotels. And I am going to ask him about this scam, but he knows so much about hotels, I had to grab him. So you were telling me the story about a hotel you worked in downtown where drug addicts were shooting up in the hallways and in the stairwells. This is the same problem plaguing Pittsburgh right now, sir. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the bigger problem is, for me, that it was my responsibility. And that is that's a difficult individual. That's not somebody that's mad because the room's not ready. That is that's a different, I wouldn't wish that on a lot of people. And I would hope that the police situation in Pittsburgh would be able to manage that, and respond to that a little better than the experiences that I had.
Well, let me say this. Yeah, I'll give you a specific example. We're working to save this kid's life. He's a fentanyl addict, and they just grabbed him in a downtown Pittsburgh hotel just yesterday. Passed out in a stall, quite frankly, with syringes and 50 bags of heroin stuffed in various places near his backside. Right in the stall, right in the hotel. And this is what we're dealing with. It's a nightmare, Mark. It's a nightmare.
That's a tough one. And listen, I can tell you, staying in touch with my friends in Memphis, my friends in San Mateo, there's no easy fix. That's a really tough situation. When it's outside, outside the perimeter, so to speak, it's sad. And it needs addressed.
Yes, sir.
But the moment it comes inside, it becomes a problem that it's a malignancy. I mean, it literally affects every aspect. It affects your staff. It affects other guests. Your service scores go down. Your rates go down. Everything, everything that makes a hotel great is affected by that story you just told me.
Hey, can you hang, Mark? Can you hang? I got to ask him about this scam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going on to happen to him. You got to hear this next. Mark and I have been good friends for, I don't know, 20 years. He's the smartest hotel guy I've ever known. He's a hometown guy, so that's why we got into the downtown conversation and the hotel conversation. But he texted me this morning something relevant to consumers and folks out there scamming people. Brother man, tell me what's going on and what happened to you.
Yeah, Marty, I was in a meeting this morning, and I don't live in the city anymore. I'm down in the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and my phone vibrates. I look at it, and it says Pittsburgh Police on it. So
I excused myself because, you know, I was thought the worst, obviously. And I answered the call, and the guy says, we're calling about an outstanding warrant. Wow. That needs satisfied. Otherwise, you know, you can either pay the fine or we're going to have to move forward with an arrest. And I said, yeah, this is a mistake. And, you know, and he said, I said, who is this? And he said, Pittsburgh police. And I said, specifically, who is this? Mm-hmm. And the person hung the phone up.
Hold on. So Mark, I called, came up on your phone and said Pittsburgh police.
Pittsburgh police.
Wow.
I that's the thing that they kind of, that spooked me a little bit, because I mean, I get phone calls from 412 or, 901, like area codes where I've lived before.
Sure.
And I get that they track you, but I've never had it, you know, specific to that point. And I called the number because I recognized the number as, you know, from my days back home. And sure enough, it was the general dispatch at the Pittsburgh police.
Whoa.
And the girl was real nice, and she's the one that told me. She said, yeah, there's a big scam going around. They're calling about outstanding warrants and jury duty that, you know, supposedly you didn't show up for, and there's a fine for that. And I said, people were paying that stuff? She said, people were paying it.
Hold on a second.
And
Mark,
I was
so
just,
Patrick,
I mean,
you know,
I'm not.
Hold on, Mark, real quick. Patrick, how do they work it so that Pittsburgh police pops up on his phone?
It's very common. In fact, on your cell phone and my cell phone, you can log into your account and you can change what comes up on caller ID.
Oh.
So you can change the name to say whatever.
Oh.
But what they're doing, because Mark was smart enough to call the number back and find out that, so it's the real number. They're just spoofing that. They're making these calls over the internet using a spoofing program and claiming to be, you know, the Pittsburgh Police Department. We've seen this with the sheriff's office, state police.
Wow.
It happens to every law enforcement agency in the country these days.
And they're telling you, Mark, that people are falling for this, aren't they?
Yes, she said. She said, you know, to tell your friends. And I thought of you. I was like, listen, we could tell the whole city of Pittsburgh in a, you know, a text message. And that's why I sent you the note. So.
Wow. So as soon as you hung up, as soon as you started kind of drilling down on it, they hung up and freaked out.
Well, I mean, everybody knows, I think everybody, at least our age, our generation knows that those phone calls don't happen. You can get a call from a detective or an investigator. You can get, the IRS isn't going to call you. Your bank's not going to call you. It's all, you know, letters, mailed letters or documented emails, stuff like that. So the phone call kind of freaked me out, but like I said, you know, I got friends, I got family back there, and I just was thinking I better take this. So it's
folks,
the world we live in. I hate to say it, but you know, there's a lot of it out there.
Brother Mark, thanks, my man.
Always good talking to you. Tell everybody I said hey.
All right, my man. He was also a hell of a basketball coach. We go way back, man. Way back. At one point during COVID, he was the manager of a beautiful hotel downtown, and he was the only person in the hotel. Remember that, Patrick? They shut the hotel down. It was like The Shining.
It really was. That's exactly what it reminded you of.
We went in there and took a tour with him alone in a big hotel.
Everything shut down.
Everything.
Just Mark.
Dark. Just Mark. He's a hell of a man and a hell of a good friend. And buyer beware what he just said. It's a scam that's been happening for decades, and you would think people don't fall for it, but they do a lot. Don't do it, folks. Do not do it. Don't fall for it. It's dangerous as hell. Next hour, you got to hang. You got to hear this tape of this so-called leader in Harrisburg who, when he was asked about putting cameras in nursing homes to protect senior citizens. You got to hear this tape next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.